a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock, KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds, 65 degrees. KSL's top story.
The hearings for Amy Coney Barrett.
A long day for Judge Barrett and the Senate Judiciary Committee. The latest from Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, in the final day of questioning, Judge Amy Coney Barrett making clear her stand on racism. Barrett is the mother of two black children and made it clear she has a personal stake in the balance of the law.
If they watch this one day, I would want all of them to know, and especially Vivian and John Peter, that I unequivocally condemn racism and want to do everything that I can in my own capacity, personally and as a judge, to end it.
Barrett says obviously for both personal reasons and professional reasons, she wants to ensure that there is equal justice for all. Questions in the hearing have ended. A vote is expected in the Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow. President Trump in Des Moines tonight, hitting the campaign trail in hopes of boosting his dipping poll numbers.
I'm thrilled to be back in the American heartland with thousands of loyal, hardworking Iowa patriots.
In other news that's breaking this evening, Bloomberg is reporting that Wells Fargo has fired more than 100 employees suspected of improperly collecting coronavirus relief funds. Bloomberg claims to have reviewed an internal memo that says the firm determined that the staffers defrauded the Small Business Administration by making false representations and applying for coronavirus relief funds for themselves. The money was a key part of the government's effort to prop up businesses during the pandemic. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:02. Some people have put on the COVID-15. Others have become more active. Todd Fuchs has the story.
Jeff, the Utah Department of Transportation says a lot more people have been using the walking and biking trails during the pandemic. And for some families, it's been the best thing ever. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Mike and Tristan West have an 8-year-old son who's nonverbal because of a rare genetic disorder. They told KSL-TV nobody's had more fun riding around in the family's new 3-wheeled cargo bike than Jason has. Tristan says she used to be in the car every day, but since the pandemic, she's gone a month without driving anywhere.
UDOT says some biking trails have seen a 300% increase in traffic during the pandemic. A young woman is saying she's been evicted from her Orem apartment after telling her roommates about her suicidal thoughts. The eviction notice sent says she broke her lease by causing undue stress and harm to her roommates. But the woman, who wants to remain anonymous, says this makes it harder for people to talk about their problems.
Which is super unhealthy to hold in. And by me telling my roommates about this, that is what ultimately led to me getting an eviction notice.
BYU said on Twitter that this is not one of their housing units. The young woman is enrolled at UVU. We're waiting to hear back from the Ventana Apartments for their side of the story. Federal prosecutors in Utah have indicted a Las Vegas man who reportedly lied to buy guns by the hundreds. Investigators say those guns are connected to illegal drugs and murders in other states. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
Investigators say Gregory Nelson bought over 280 guns in Utah this year, and over 170 of them were bought between July and August. He reportedly did it through lying on his ATF purchasing form.
He has to say, "I'm purchasing this gun for me." And he promises, under penalty of the law, that's the truth.
But U.S. Attorney for Utah John Huber says Nelson would then turn and sell the guns, and 19 of them have already been recovered in crime scenes in California.
What really brings our attention to it, the red flag here, is the time to crime.
Huber says one gun was found at a crime scene just 2 days after Nelson reportedly bought it. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
San Pete County scurrying to let voters know how to sign their mail-in ballots after thousands went out without a line to sign on. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
County Clerk Sandy Neal says the printers for the company they used to mail ballots admitted to messing up, sending ballots without a place to sign.
Somewhere between 13,000 and 14,000 ballots went out with this.
Neal says they got hundreds of calls from people confused. She says they can sign the flap of the ballot envelope and ballots have barcodes so they can contact anyone who didn't sign. She also says the printers are now sending postcards.
You're getting a postcard in the mail. If you'll sign on the place for that, and it really does have a place for you to sign, and get that back to us, your vote's going to count.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The state of California issuing a cease and desist letter to the state's Republican Party. This over making unofficial ballot drop boxes. The party admits it has set them up in several counties, and the fight might be headed to court.
California is ordering that the unofficial ballot drop boxes be removed. Democrats argue it's voter suppression to create confusion over which drop boxes are official. Hector Barajas with the California GOP says Democrats voted to allow ballot harvesting, collecting ballots on behalf of somebody else, and that that's all they're doing.
We have a choice. We can either whine and complain about the election results later, or we can get smart and figure out the rules and figure out the chessboard that they laid out before us.
The California GOP says the boxes will stay and that more will be added. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
KSL News Time is 6:05.
Ricky Meese, we've laughed, we've cried this afternoon. Where are we
it's
now?
It's been pretty rough. Well, I-215 South Belt going westbound, pretty much all clear. But eastbound, it's a different story. We still have slowdowns between Redwood Road and the I-15 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, so things are slowly getting better. Thanks, Ricky. Coming up, not just a minute of news, no. A Nobel Prize-winning minute of news is on the way. Next, 6:06 at KSL.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.